الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، لقد قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. وقد قال تبارك وتعالى: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, from the ayat that which I have recited in front of you, you must have known the meaning already, that Allah Ta'ala says that in His eyes, the deen that is most respected and accepted is Islam. Now if you look at it very carefully, that Islam is something which the greatest ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. How many of us has thought of this great ni'mat? That because there is no ni'mat which is more greater than this. How many of us have made shukr for this ni'mat? If you look at it very carefully, that when nikah takes place, a person's child get married, boy or girl, or any other ni'mat Allah Ta'ala gives us, we make a lot of shukr. No doubt we must make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala gives you a new job somewhere, or you've got a good profession, then you begin to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala gives you wonderful food to eat, you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So every ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala gives you, you make a lot of shukr. And it's obvious this much, that any amount of shukr that you make to Allah is no shukr. But the amount of ni'mat Allah Ta'ala gives us, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that even if you begin to count the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given you, you cannot count it. So any amount of shukr man makes is no shukr. A thought that comes into his heart to make shukr, that you make shukr for that also. That, oh Allah, I thank you that you give me the ability to make shukr to Allah. All these ni'mat that Allah has given us is nothing compared to this great ni'mat of iman. If a person does not have iman, all these good deeds that he is doing will not be accepted from Allah. So how many of us today here, if you look at this masjid or anywhere else, if this ni'mat is so great, how many of us during the course of the day, in the 24 hours, did we thank Allah Ta'ala for this great ni'mat? Because our salvation depends on this ni'mat. If a person does not die with iman, Allah must take us all with iman. Because the greatest eid of a man is the day we die with iman. Because when he dies with iman, then he must know all the other road that's going to come thereafter will be a very easy one. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, when a person makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala has given this iman, then Allah Ta'ala will increase it more and more. And the more Allah Ta'ala increases it, the more better for that person it is. But when does a person's iman goes away? He was asked this question: how does a person come to know that his iman is gone, or he loses iman? He says in three ways a person, iman, can go. One is that he does not make shukr for Allah Ta'ala that gives iman. That means how important it is that every day of ours, that we must make shukr, oh Allah, when a person wakes up in the morning, he must say, oh Allah, I thank you that you got me up with iman. He says, when a person forgets to make the shukr of Allah Ta'ala that Allah has given iman, the possibility that he may lose his iman. Second is, he does not have the fear that he will die with iman, without iman. Second, he does not have the fear that I will not die with iman. And the third is, when he begins to harm people with his actions, when he causes harm to people, injuries to others, the possibility that he will die without iman. And these three qualities only come into those people who have in them pride. Who have in them? When a person has pride in him, then you must remember one thing, Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala does not love that person with pride. When a person has pride in him, he does not know what's meaning of humility. He does not know what is. And the more a person has pride in him, the more Allah Ta'ala belittles him, degrades him. Disgrace him more and more. However, Sulaiman alayhi salam, we all know this much, that Allah Ta'ala has given so much of powers. He given him the power that allow him, now you can control the wind also. So when the wind controlled the wind, he told the wind to now take him right up the skies. His throne was taken right up the sky to that extent, that distance where he could, even the Farista could hear him, he could hear the Farista. And when he was going so high, he heard the Farista saying to another Farista, if Sulaiman, if he had the slightest bit of pride in him, then have Allah Ta'ala raised him so high, Allah will degrade him so low also. Sulaiman did not have pride in him. But when he heard this, Allahu Akbar. If Allah Ta'ala had to raise Sulaiman so high, he will also degrade him to that level. How he must have gone to? What? Because in the hadith it mentioned that the person's head, one is a chain that going right towards the sky, and one chain going right down the earth. The more the person belittles himself and degrades himself down, Allah Ta'ala puts him high and high and high. مَن تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعُ اللَّهِ. That person who lowers himself, humbles himself more and more, Allah Ta'ala raises him more and more, only for the sake of Allah. One is a person can lower himself because he wants people to praise him, that everyone say, you know, this person is a very humble person. One, the person wants people to praise him because of his piety, and he humbles himself. And one is a person only humbles himself for only one reason, and that is because for the sake of Allah. That whatever he's been given, whatever ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given him, he's not fit for that ni'mat. He's not fit. Whatever ni'mat, the piety that he's having, with all that piety he has, he says, Allah, I'm not fit for that piety. Oh, I thank you for that. When a person begins to think that the wealth that Allah Ta'ala gives him too, he feels, Ya Allah, I'm not fit for this wealth. Then Allah Ta'ala gives him more wealth. That knowledge that a person has in him, no matter how much of knowledge he has, but he says, oh Allah, I have no knowledge, it's you that given me. The quality that he has in him that does not miss one salah with jamaat. The quality that he has in him does not commit one sin to. He tries his level best to be most obedient to Allah Ta'ala. With that also he feels his heart of heart that I'm not fit for that. Oh Allah, it's you that you worship. So when Sulaiman is when Allah Ta'ala, in the hadith it mentioned Allah Ta'ala, when he looked, the first thing he created was the nur of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And through that he created a white pearl. And just had to look at that white pearl that being turned into water. And when he turned to water, Allah Ta'ala, the first thing created was zameen, the earth. The earth began to have pride also. Hadith said the earth began to have pride. Allah Ta'ala saw that now the earth had pride in him. Straight away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the mountains to say, why are you shaking at that? Let me put the mountain in front of you now that you don't shake anymore. The pride must go away. Straight away the earth became his place too. But now when the earth, even mountain, thought now, you know, I'm higher than even the zameen also, it began to have pride also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created fire, created iron. And with that iron, Allah ta'ala used the iron to make this mountain turn into just pieces, to break that pride that you have in it. Once that was created, when the mountain became completely shattered, you say, I got no more pride anymore, then the iron said, now I am someone. The moment that happened, Allah Ta'ala created fire. Allah Ta'ala created fire. And when that iron was completely destroyed also, and the fire thought maybe kuch hoon, then Allah Ta'ala said, no, that cannot happen. And thereafter he created water. And through water also had to have a pride. Allah Ta'ala created clouds. Now the water is being raised. You have no control of yourself. And after that the water was created, the cloud was there, the cloud also began to feel something about it. At that time Allah Ta'ala created wind. That they have no more control, the winds are taking the clouds everywhere else. And now the wind also had pride in it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man. Created man. And through this man began to build a home and prevent himself from the harm of the wind. And that's how the pride of the wind got. Instead of man thanking Allah Ta'ala and making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, man began to have pride also. The moment man began to have pride, then Allah Ta'ala created sleep. Because when you go to sleep, you don't know whether you wake up in the morning or not. So many people we see, they go to sleep, they're gone after that. So when a person goes to sleep also, the dua that he makes to, he knows really well. That he's like a dead person. But then when sleep began to think he's someone too, then Allah Ta'ala created sickness. Created sickness. Sickness also brings a person down to earth. But yeah, it's sad to say, you know, a person goes to the hospital, he's going for a bypass. At that time he goes down to the earth, please make dua for me. He makes all kind of, please make dua for me. He tells all the whole world, please make dua. He makes a call to Makkah Sharif. Hazrat, make dua for me. And he asks people to make dua, all kind of dua that we made for him. But the day when he's cured, what he's supposed to do? He must thank Allah Ta'ala gave me a second life now. Not to have pride. But you see, after that also he has so much of pride. He forgets all the promises that he made. So when sickness come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day after also pride. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now, I have to create this death. Death. It's day after Allah Ta'ala created death. But death also says, I got pride in me. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I will now sacrifice the death on the day of Qiyamah. because then you know what they are. Either you go to Jannat, or either you go to Jahannam. So you come to realize, my dear friends, that a very big sin, that is, which is a very big sin, is pride. Do not look down at anyone. Whatever condition Allah Ta'ala keeps you in a good condition, thank Allah Ta'ala for it. Because you yourself cannot achieve those things, it's only Allah that gives you. When you see a person committing a guna, do not look down at him, thank Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, you saved me, oh Allah, save him too. If you come after the masjid and you see a person not in namaz, do not jump into conclusions. But you come after the masjid and think, oh Allah, as you have given me hidayat, give him hidayat also. Today I'm in my condition, this tomorrow I don't know what to be my condition. You have held my hand, oh Allah, to hold his hand also. Do not look at down at a drunkard. If you see a person drunk outside, my dear friend, do not look down at him. He has only polluted his body, he polluted your heart. When he becomes sober, he regrets for what he has done. When you become sober, you do not regret at all. We are not here to judge anyone. We are to show Allah Ta'ala that we are the wanted one to Allah. Our ibadah is not according to how you want us to make ibadah. Pride is this, but that when a person makes namaz, he feels thereafter that Allah, my namaz is fit to be accepted. Whereas in reality, any ibadah that a person makes, he must think, Ya Allah, I did not do according to your expectation. It's only through your mercy you'll accept it. So this big sin which is committed today, which people do not even know that they've got the sin in them, all the time they have the sin. That when you see a person coming, a new person coming to the masjid, he may be, his past was very bad. But the moment you come to the mosque, you begin to say, you think you came to the right place? Are you sure in the right place you are? Or you say to your next friend, I don't know what this guy is doing in this mosque here. He's supposed to be somewhere else. Allah must save us from this. These are called hidden things, which is called hidden pride. It takes away our ibadat too, my dear friends. It washes away all our good deeds too. In the hadith it mentioned that two people were very good friends. One person was a very pious person. Another person was, he should commit sin also. So his friends used to always tell him, why don't you keep away from sins? Keep away from sins. He should say, leave me and my Allah alone. Leave me and my Allah. However, one day this person became very angry with him when he committing a sin and told him, you know, you won't be forgiven anymore. You won't even enter into Jannat also. You know how we talk today? My dear friend, you know how we talk today? If someone has to say something to you, what you talking? You can go to hell, I'm going to Jannat. So likewise, this person told him, you know, you are the Jahannami. After all, Allah Ta'ala is Allah for everyone. Allah is not only for a special one, anyone, everyone Allah Ta'ala is for. Allah Ta'ala sent Wahi to the Nabi of that time and tell him, say this person who said he's a Jahannami, that he is going to Jahannam. And the other person is going to Jannat. Why did you take my action into your hand? Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting down with another murid of his, and a sinner was passing by, and he looked at the face of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, what a great person this is. How nice if I can sit by him also. Look at his intention. Now this murid knew this person, a very big sinner. Very big sinner. The moment he came and sat down by this sheikh here, by Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, this murid began to think, what this person is doing here? Why is he coming to sit here? He is not fit to sit in our company. Straight away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to Isa alayhi salam. Isa, that person who's with you all the time, tell him this much. All that ibadat that he has made, night of ibadat he has made, I have washed away all that. And all that person with the sinner who is sitting next to you, Isa, he said with the intention, Ya Allah, if I sit by this great person, let me rub my body with this person, possibly that you'll forgive me. Isa, I have forgiven all your sins. Now they have to restart all over again. So pride is something which is very, very dangerous. In other words, to look down at others and to be high and mighty about oneself. Fuzail ibn Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi was a very great saint. He was a sheikh of Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi. Before he was a very, very big looter, leader of looters too. But when he made Toba, Allah Ta'ala made him one of the greatest persons. He had a murid, you know. Very, very great person. Very pious person. He was passing away. This murid of his was passing away, so they called him, Hazrat, come and sit, please come and sit next to your murid. He went and sat down next to him. And it's obvious if someone is passing away, the sunnah is that you read the kalima in front of him. You don't tell him to read, you just read in front of him. Either you read Yasin Sharif. You don't tell that person to read, you read yourself. So either you read Yasin Sharif or you read Allah. So he began to read Yasin Sharif in front of this murid of his. The murid said, Hazrat, do not read this surah in front of me. He kept quiet. He didn't say a word. After a few minutes, he began to read La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah in front of us. So at least he would also pass away iman with that. He said to Fuzail ibn Ayaz, Hazrat, do not read that kalima in front of me. I got nothing to do with this kalima. Allahumma save our God of iman. Allahumma save God of iman, my dear friends, iman is the greatest gift. Fuzail ibn Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi was so disturbed because he said, do not read this iman in front of me, I've got nothing to do with it. And that person passed away without iman. However, he went home and he began to cry and Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, what is the reason for this? Why is it that he passed away without iman? What's the reason for that? Oh Allah, let me know it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him a dream. That person comes. Now the same murid now is now being dragged. He sees in a dream that he's been dragged towards Jahannam. He's been dragged towards Jahannam. So he asks him, what's the reason for this? You are my best student. You are my best murid. You are so close to me. You are so close to me. I have the highest regard for you. Why is it that this is your condition today? That you have been dragged towards Jahannam? He says, Sheikh, I had three bad qualities in me. I had three bad qualities in me. He says, one, whenever I should say to anyone, any advice I give to anyone, I should say, this is what my Sheikh told me to. But it was not what you say to me. I said whatever I felt was good. But I should say, this is what my Sheikh told us. I should refer that this is what my Sheikh told us, but all the time my Sheikh did not say this. Like how nowadays, today you find people, you know, they say the Rasulullah said this, but Nabi did not say this. So I always would say that to people that my Sheikh said this, but my Sheikh did not say this. That was number one. Number two, I had hasad for people. My companions, my other murids, other students, I had a lot of hasad, jealousy. They mustn't come near my Sheikh. I must be the one, the only one to come near my Sheikh. They mustn't not even do any of the work of my duty of my Sheikh. Only I must do. If my Shaykh pay attention more towards him, I feel very hurt about it. Why he's paying attention towards him? Now left me out. In other words, my Saathis, you know my Saathis? My friends and my colleagues, I should be very, very jealous with them. Jealousy is a very bad thing. On the day of Qiyam, you know, my dear friend, jealousy is like not happy with Allah Ta'ala's decision. Because anything a person is jealous for next person because he's not happy with Allah's decision. Allah Ta'ala gave him that thing. If the pious person, Allah Ta'ala gave him piety. If you're getting jealous, that's not making difference to his piety. If you're a rich person, you still remain rich. By you getting jealous, will not change his situation. If you're a happy person, you always remain happy. If you're a wealthy, healthy person, you always remain happy. By you getting jealous for him will not change the situation, but you yourself are getting burnt inside. In the time of Rasulullah, one person came while Nabi Karim was having one majlis. Nabi Karim said, one jannati is coming in. The Sahaba said, who is this jannati? When Nabi Karim gave glad hand, the jannati is coming. They saw one person completely, only person, water coming from his, like fresh wuzu and coming with his, he's holding his sand in his hand and he came and sat down. The next day Nabi Karim reported again in the majlis, a jannati is coming. The same person again. The third time again, Nabi Karim announced that Jannati is coming. The same person again. Now the Sahabas got worried. Ya Rasulullah, Ya Allah. What this person is doing so great that Rasulullah in 3 days gave announcement that he's a Jannati. So one person said, I want to stay with you. And he stayed with him 3 days and said, let me see what actions he's doing, you know. And he saw, you're not doing anything big. You're not in tahajjud namaz, but you not miss one namaz with jamaat. He made all his namaz jamaat. He had very good character in him, very good quality in him. And at night when he should wake up with eyes open, say, Allahu Akbar. He turned when he prays the third, Subhanallah. These are the words he took out from his mouth, nothing more than that. So after 3 days he told him, listen, what action are you doing? I see only you doing these things. He says, yes, I'm doing these and nothing else more than this. Then why is it Rasulullah meant to say that you're a Jannati? He says, yes, I can tell you one thing, Alhamdulillah. Whatever I see, when I see any Muslim, no matter who he is, I do not have jealousy for him. I do not have malice for him. If I see him very happy, I see, Ya Allah, make him more happy and make me happy. If I see a wealthy person, Ya Allah, give him more wealth and make me wealthy also. If I see my own enemy also, if he's very pious and very happy, Allah, make him happy with me. I had no malice for anyone. His iman is strong, Allah, make my iman strong like him. If he's got wonderful children, Allah, make them more wonderful, make my iman. So the Sahabi said, no doubt it's because of this act. Allah, Nabi Karim had to give you glad tend in the Jannah. So he said this much to Fuzayl ibn Iyad, the second bad quality I had jealousy for people. Those who are very close to you, I could not see them. And the third thing he says that I had a sickness in me. And that sickness is that nothing, I had to go to a Yahudi doctor and he told me that you can only be cured if you drink once a year one glass of sharab. So every year, once a year, I should drink a glass of sharab. No one knew about it again. It's because of these three, Allah Ta'ala has taken away, he seized his iman away. Now my dear friends, that ni'mat which is so great, that ni'mat where lies our salvation, how important it is, and how important to remember it every day. That now and now to the Rasulullah s.a.w. knew that his ummah to be unconscious of this great ni'mat, that he said to them that, wa rabban Allah mat'amni wa ja'alna minal muslimin. That will a time of dua of eating on, atam'ana wa saqana wa ja'alana minal muslimin. That a time of eating you say, Ya Allah, I thank you that you give me something to eat. I thank you that you give me something to drink. And why did he include it that I thank you that you have made me a Musalman? Because he knew that we'll forget this great ni'mat. That every time you're going to eat, have means you remember this great ni'mat and you thank Allah Ta'ala. And the more you remember this ni'mat and the more you thank Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala increase the ni'mat. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Because as nikah is a very great ibadat, more greater than that ibadat is this ibadat of remembering this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that Allah has given us. And to make shukr to it at all times. Oh Allah, we must leave this world with iman. And we must wake up with iman. On day of Qiyamah we must with iman. And we meet Allah Ta'ala with that iman that Allah must be happy with us and He must be happy with us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.